This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
This is a true Italian name, so if I get this name right, well, Enza, I know that for sure. Enza Benincasa. Benincasa, is that right? Enza, have I got it half right or not?
Half right, David. Benincasa.
Benincasa. Oh, okay. Yeah, because a C can. Yeah. Well, I've had lots of practice over the years, and I still get it wrong because I've known you for quite a long time as an artist, and you've been very supportive of Sunday Arts. You donated a piece of art for our art auction about a year ago, which was a great success, and it was a dinner, and you came along with your partner as well, which was good. So thank you for your support of Joy.
That's my pleasure. And also because Joy, I remember years ago when I moved to St Kilda and I first started this, that was about 21 years ago. Have you been on for about that long?
Oh, no, we've been on about 27 years now. We've been going.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I reckon I discovered it around about 21 years ago when I moved to St Kilda.
Yep.
And I just thought it was the most forward-thinking station with, you know, current ideas and views, and also giving people the a place to say what's really happening in their lives, and to discuss it on a major level with so many other organisations linked to it. I just thought, wow, it was my favourite station. I mean, I love a lot of stations. And I still love it now because it keeps you informed, and also they really help. They really help the LGBTIQ.
Yep.
Is that?
Yep. Yeah, you got it. There is
community,
a lot.
Yeah, help that community, but also just the community in general, because it's just about equality, kindness, helping people go forward, and humanity.
Yep.
So I've always loved listening to that radio station and its causes.
Yep.
And so I've been thrilled to just be part of it.
Well, thank you so much. Now, as an artist, you produce some very, very large pieces. And because, as you said, you live in St Kilda, and we're going to get to something exciting that you're doing in St Kilda now. And a lot of it is reflective of where you live on your walks of the night. You go out walking, and of course, the iconic, you know, like the Luna Park and the Palace Theatre, and you know, the Lego building up on St Kilda Road at the junction there. You know, there are so many parts of St Kilda, but you do it. It's not really obvious the way you do it is, the way you paint, Enza, is actually quite magical and mystical. You know, like, why is it? You know, like, what is that quality? Even the buildings that you do when you do a cityscape, you feel as if you're in a dream world or a fairy world.
Yeah, I think that is because that's a bit about myself. I think that's how I view the world. It's a pretty innocent, maybe naive way of seeing things. But I see it with a lot of joy and mysticism, and I think that that's something within me that keeps me elevated, even if I'm going through hard times or whatever. I always see things in a bright light, and I think that the work might reflect that, because it doesn't matter what I do, I tend to put a bit of uplifting or bubbles or dots or or something in them.
Yeah.
But I think I also try to bring out the spirit of the landscape or the place that I'm in, because I might be sensitive to that. So it's always at the back of my mind. So I feel like I can, you know, I portray it in the landscape.
Yeah.
An entity or something.
And well, even some of the trees you've painted, there's the peanut farm, which is an oval near Luna Park. You know, like there's one tree in particular, and I think it's a painting behind you where you'd be sitting now. But then you've got the like indigenous tree that's hundreds of years old. What's that tree?
Nagaji. Well, that's how I,
That's close. And what you've done, you've got that tree, which is this ancient tree, and it's beautiful where it is, up near St Kilda Junction. But then you've got in the background the Lego building, which is a multicoloured story building on St Kilda Road. So it reflects ancient and modern. I really like what you've done there. But apart from that, you work from home most of the time, and you have other galleries that represent you. But you've done something very ambitious all of a sudden. What have you done?
Well, I have opened a small art gallery, come my studio.
Right.
It's a very small space with a fantastic shop front window.
Yep.
And it's situated on Jackson Street.
Hey, somebody famous lives on Jackson Street.
Yes,
I wonder who that person could be.
That's you.
And when you told me that you were opening it, I went, what a clever idea. And the interesting thing is that you actually look at the side of the Pride Centre. The Pride Centre's right, which must be very noisy right this very moment, with all the building that's going on. But you're right in the hub, aren't you?
Yeah, it's right in my face. It reflects onto my window, and I reflect onto it, and it's so exciting.
Fantastic.
And I didn't know I was going to come here, because all I was doing was looking for a studio so that I could get out of the flat and paint in there. But all of a sudden, the guy who was showing me through some buildings, he said, look, I've got a spot for you here. And I came and had a look, and it was very small. I said, no, I don't think this is for me. But when I saw that the Victorian Pride Centre was just here, and I thought, oh, my God, this is an opportunity I cannot pass up.
Yep.
And then you lived down the street, which sort of made it a bit more welcoming for me, and I felt secure. And I thought, how exciting, what a dream. And so I thought, I'm going to take it up. And I was very lucky that my partner, Alan Schwartz, he was so sick of climbing over boxes and putting his foot through paintings and standing on paint tubes. Every time he wanted to come and give me a kiss, he was so sick of it that he said, you know what, I'm going to back you up on this.
Right.
And get your studio. And I just thought, this is going to be too fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, and what you've done, Enza, is you've got some of your very large, quite spectacular paintings, which would look wonderful if you've got a very large lounge room or family room, which also would look great in foyers of buildings. You're also doing to extend yourself. You're doing gorgeous, quite very small paintings as well.
Yeah, I'm doing small little box size canvases. They're about 4 inches by 4 inches.
Oh, my God. Hey, hold on. You're dating yourself by saying 4 inches by 4 inches.
Oh, that's shocking. Oh, my God. That's because I just remember 4 and 4 on the packaging. Anyway, a 4 by 4 they've got, pictures of St Kilda and the Nagaji tree and Luna Park. And, our surrounds here.
Yeah.
And then also I've got a big one coming in, maybe hopefully this week, and that's 240 centimetres centimetres by 200 centimetres.
Wow.
And that one's a $20,000 painting, and the little ones are a $95 painting.
Wow.
And they go through all that price range. So anyone's actually welcome to come in and have a look and have a chat to me. I'm so happy when passers by
you can't help yourself, because every time I walk past, there's somebody in there sitting there having a chat with you, drinking coffee. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, well, look, I just want to absolutely congratulate you on, because it's hard for an artist to take that plunge and to have a gallery space of their own. And also the really smart that you're using it as a studio for yourself to paint. Right. And because it must be very lovely and light to paint in there, because it's just all glass windows, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's a light box for me, really. And it's actually, you know, at night and even during the day, it's like a theatre of the street.
Yep.
Because I change my windows every night and I've got the lights on, and it's a weird and wonderful place. So it's like, talking about theatres, it's like, you know, walking by and you see a changing environment in here.
Yeah.
And why it all came about was the disaster of the COVID created an opportunity for me. So sometimes out of something so bad, a pathway can open up and your whole life can change. And that did it for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when it, you know, when everything stopped, and I absolutely couldn't believe that, you know, our big institutions had fallen, and, you know, I'm thinking, what on earth is happening? You know, and then the government said, you've got to stay home and we're going to pay some of you.
Yep.
Well, I was one of the lucky ones that I was getting paid, and I'm thinking, what an opportunity. I have to make the most of it.
Yep.
So I thought, just get cracking. You've got to make art. You've got to get out there, you know, on social media, which is fantastic for me. I was lucky enough to have great friends and people like you and Marie Coote and Judith Buckridge, the author, who I had dealings with. And, you know, we had the Art Hunter exhibition that you put on with Marie Coote, and I was able to show my work there. And just this momentum sort of started for me.
Yeah.
And I just felt quite afloat. And I wasn't feeling the tragedy of the COVID. I was actually feeling above it. And so I just sort of ran with it. And I thought the laws that we knew to be how our sort of the way we live our life wasn't anymore.
Yep.
So I thought, I don't have to live by those rules. I can make up my own.
Yeah. Well, good on you,
and
I congratulate you 100%. So if you're down in that neck of the woods or venture down there, it's just behind, there's a 7-Eleven on the opposite corner to the Pride Centre, and it's just behind there in Jackson Street, literally a stone's throw, even less than a stone's throw from Fitzroy Street. Enza, thank you so much for chatting with us, and I'll see you as I walk by tomorrow. All right, see you later.
Always lovely. Thanks so much, David. Bye.
Look, she's such a character, so passionate about her art.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
And what she's doing is really lovely. So if you can support an artist that's got the balls to actually do what she's doing, please support.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.